Welcoming to Opening the Peaceful Heart, Call for Love. I'm Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager, and we have a new special guest, Maisie, the Border Collie Lab Mystery, has joined us starting Friday. She's about 6 months old, and she is, for the moment, lying quietly in her little bed behind us, so we'll see how long that lasts. Everyone is muted, including Maisie, and we'll be sending the link for the recording to you tomorrow. Here in Michigan, we've had periodic bouts of major snowfalls, and we are expecting another in the next couple days. The wind is also gusty and fast today, with constant threat of losing electricity at any moment. Then as we look outward to a world in chaos and confusion, extending our hearts to the people of Ukraine, there is a lot to provoke anxiety. This meditation is intended to calm anxiety and remind us of our connection to others, even in the midst of a blizzard of anxiety-provoking events. By the end of day tomorrow, we'll send you a link for the call recording. In that email, we'll include information about our next call, which will be Sunday, April 3rd, and hope you'll join us then. And now Karen will open our circle.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, and as we do that, we are joining in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. Sit comfortably in a chair or stand if you prefer. If you can, from wherever you are, sitting or standing, place your feet on the floor. Feel the pressure of your feet on the floor and the floor pushing back against your feet. Calm your breathing. Breathe in slowly. Then exhale slowly. Count your breath in, 2, 3, 4. Out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In, 2, 3, 4. Out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Keep taking deep, calm breaths, breathing out slightly longer than you breathe in. And as you continue, imagine your breath traveling down your body into your belly, your hips, your legs, your feet, pushing into the floor and the earth, and bringing back the earth's energy through your feet, your legs, your hips, your belly, your lungs, your throat, into your head, feeling every inch of your body commingling with earth force energy. And now you're safely grounded. Imagine that you're at home alone, and the snow's coming down, gently at first, falling beautifully onto the wilted wintergreen grass. Soon the grass disappears beneath a blanket of white. The snowflakes grow closer and come down faster and faster until you almost can't see across the street. You're happy to be safely inside, especially as the sun disappears beneath the snow-filled sky. You are wrapped up in a blanket against the chill that somehow finds its way into your room, even though the heater is trying its best. As the night wears on and the snow continues to fall, you start to feel a little isolated, a little anxious. What if something happens to your heater? What if the snow keeps piling up? What if? You remember, though, that you are never fully alone, never really isolated, no matter how you might feel at any moment. You close your eyes and bring your awareness away from that anxiety and back into your mind and body. You see and acknowledge your anxiety, and then release it and let it float away. Concentrate on your breathing in, out. Try using a mantra as you breathe. Breathe in peace. Breathe out all anxiety. Just take a moment to settle into your breath as you breathe in peace and breathe out all anxiety. Now you bring your attention to what is immediately surrounding you. Perhaps you're sitting on a chair, on a cushion, a bed. Remember the earth beneath your feet. Notice how you can ground yourself in that earth energy, how it can come up, surround you, hold you. Think of another person you might hold this way, a person who you'd want to guard from the cold. Maybe it's someone you love, someone you're connected with, someone you want to reconnect with. Maybe you feel yourself reaching toward a stranger. Or perhaps it's you, as a small child, that you want to enfold in your arms and cover with your warmth and love. As you wrap the person you're thinking of in love, remember, you are also held with the earth energy, and that the earth is held in the cradle of the sun, which is moving in the vastness of the universe. All of this energy and love is available to you at any moment, at any time. No matter how anxious you might feel, you can remember how you are wrapped in love and connection to the entire universe. We'll take 3 minutes in silence and breathe into this knowledge that we are all enveloped in this cradle of connection. come back into your room. Look out your window and realize the snow has stopped falling. The moonlight reflects brightly against the white surface. You see a few flashlights moving in different directions and someone coming toward your house, crunching through the deep snow. As the person comes up the steps, you see it's your neighbor from a few houses down. "We're just checking on everyone," he says. "Do you need anything?" You tell him you're fine and thank him for stopping in. He invites you down to his home to gather with others who want to be together when the next wave of snow hits. Gives you a phone number and offers to help if you need it. You thank him and close the door, and he goes on to the next house. We are all connected, and we can choose to invite that connection, act on that connection, work to bring each other together, to enfold each other. You speak your gratitude aloud to the universe for your warm home, your welcoming neighbor, for the earth on which you walk. Maybe you'll stay home, maybe you'll go down the street, but either way, you know you are not alone. And you send peace to yourself, to your neighbors, and to the world. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up at Open Peaceful Heart to get emails from us, you'll get an email on Monday with a link to the recording. And you can always access tons of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can reach me at karen@karenhager.com or just reply to one of the emails we send and it will get to us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. Please mark your calendars now to join us on Sunday, April 3rd, same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. Kathy and I truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.